When Love Hurts, by Peter McCosser. To many others, from a distance, the world might be sunny side up with a big ball of yellow spilling into the bluest sky, bright with love, hope, and fat promises. But for her, the world around her is crumbling. Here, love, not hate, is hurting her. Sitting on a low wall, she rubbed the heel of her left foot. It has been a long day and a tiring journey, not helped by the sweltering July heat. Shielding her eyes from the naked sun rays, with a sad face, she glanced at a somewhat scruffy piece of paper in her hand. For 28-year-old asterisk Gladys Gregory asterisk, not her real name, enduring the trauma that comes with domestic abuse has been a way of life, as the man she best loved now is the person that she hates the most. When was repeatedly raped, beaten, and abused in her house, but when told her story nobody believed her story, and to add salt to the injury wounds, she was blamed for everything that was happening to her. Domestic abuse is often an unseen epidemic, but victims don't have to suffer in silence. Not anymore. For a very long time, I have endured bull asterisk 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 in the name of saving my marriage, culture, and looking out for my children. I am tired and I be silent no me. Enough is enough, she ranted in an interview. A lot of people, both male and female, are now talking about the abuses at home, especially against violence from the very people who are supposed to love them but only end up hurting them more. Sadly, domestic abuse doesn't discriminate. Regardless of your income, race, or gender, anyone can become a victim of domestic abuse and violence, male or female. However, with 6 women killed by their partner every hour, statistically most victims are women, but a preconception, a snobbery even, that it only affects those on lower incomes, means that women in more affluent areas often feel they don't have to worry about experiencing domestic abuse themselves. It has, therefore, become an unseen epidemic among the middle classes, where women literally suffer in silence behind closed doors. One of the biggest reasons why women don't seek or talk about the challenges they're facing is because they are not believed. The perpetrator, often a husband or wife, comes across as a wonderful individual described by others as charming. Not only does this mean people that know both parties are likely to believe the perpetrator is capable of domestic abuse, but the perpetrator himself or herself can claim his or her is out to get him or her, trying to besmirch his or her reputation. Another reason why middle-class women often don't seek help is they want to append their entire way of life, hubby's 6-figure salary, children in private schools, a large house with multiple cars, good connections in the community and society at large, or draw unwanted negative attention, yes, even embarrassment, to the family. Yet, reaching out is paramount, for women in affluent areas looking to protect their own and their family's reputation, seeking help can be a disconcerting prospect. Not only do victims of domestic abuse themselves have misconception about other victims, but so do people on the outside looking in. For example, people often say, "Why don't you just leave him?" Not only this is a gross misunderstanding of situation, but it is also a harmful view of the situation that is in no way helpful to victims or the services trying to help. John Edwards, Nottingham-based senior psychologist and domestic violence specialist, says, "For most women, it is often easier to stay than it is to go. Leaving is difficult, especially as it can mean trading an outwardly perfect life for uncertainty and having to build a new life from scratch, and ultimately, the decision is up to the victim alone, and she or he has to go when they are ready." Argues Edwards, when the decision has been made to leave, now the only issue becomes just a matter of leaving that relationship safely and sound. Abuse escalates when a woman tries to leave because the perpetrator can see and feel that they are losing control, because by making the brave decision, a woman puts herself at risk. Breaking the cycle. Domestic abuse involves emotional, physical, psychological, or sexual abuse in an intimate relationship or between family members. It is behavior that is used to control and assert the power dynamic in a relationship. During the first 3 months of the pandemic, there was a 65% increase in calls to the National Domestic Abuse Helpline compared to the 3 months before the pandemic. In the first 3 weeks of the UK-wide national lockdown, there were 16 murders of women and children due to domestic abuse. Being trapped under lockdown rules with an abuser, as well as having reduced contact with any external support systems, meant that victims and families experiencing domestic abuse were more at risk than before. Risk factors for abusers to perpetrate abuse, such as increased financial pressure and mental health problems, only escalates this problem. 1/5 of women who reported experiencing domestic violence said that they had tried to leave the situation, but were unable to access housing due to increased demand caused by the pandemic. This impacted families as domestic violence skyrocketed in the pandemic. Children were exposed to intimate partner violence and, with the closing of schools, were more likely to experience abuse themselves. About 38.3% of women experiencing abuse had said that the children were increasingly being used as a tool of abuse, for example, partners preventing visits to children. A survivor of domestic violence and sexual, Noria Bazongo, a Ugandan national living in Beeston, says, "There is a myriad of ways that a victim can seek help and use the law to safeguard themselves against their abuser. When love hurts, it hurts so badly. Love shouldn't hurt," she adds.